the most powerful weapon of the deep state, and I mean the most powerful weapon of the deep state, is its ability to control and shape the minds of your children. There's not even a close second. Stay with us and I'll tell you more. Welcome everybody to another episode of Behind the Deep State. I am your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American Magazine. If you are not yet a subscriber, you need to be. TheNewAmerican.com, TheNewAmerican.com. You can sign up for the printed magazine. And more stuff now is getting behind a paywall, folks. So if you want to read the exclusive content that we're putting out, we're going around the world to bring you the stories that the fake media is hiding. You got to become a subscriber. Also, you can get the free daily headlines. That's our online content. Just sign up there through the subscribe button. But what I want to share with you today, folks, is something that I have been blabbering about for many, many years now. In fact, over a decade ago, I figured out, not because I'm especially brilliant, but just because it became really obvious, that the primary tool, the primary weapon that the deep state was using to manipulate our children, and I mean the primary weapon, the main weapon, and they even refer to it as a weapon, was the education system, right? And that is not my opinion. We've got people on record saying this. I want to share with you just real quick a quote from former U.S. Secretary of Miseducation, Education, for 7 years under Barack Hussein Obama, Arnie Duncan. You probably remember Arnie Duncan, Mr. Common Core. Here he is talking about how education is a weapon to change the world. Listen to this.
Education, as Nelson Mandela says, is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
Oh, education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. And here moms and dads thought education was to teach your kids how to read, write, and do math. Nope. Sorry, folks. That's not what it's for. In fact, if you look at the federal government's own data, the National Assessment of Educational Progress, less than one third of your children are proficient in any of those things that you assume they're going to be learning there, right? Here is Deputy Secretary of Education Mick Zeiss in 2019 admitting what I just shared with you, that less than one third of the victims of this system are actually proficient in anything, right?
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, the NAEP, which is called America's Report Card, reports that two-thirds, get this, two-thirds of American eighth graders are not proficient in any core subject.
All right, there you go, folks. It's not Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American Magazine, telling you that two-thirds of American eighth graders are not proficient in anything, right? Reading, writing, math, science, history, civics, etc. That is the federal government's deputy secretary of education. So, folks, this is what we're dealing with. It's absolutely a crime, right? There's no other industry in which this would be accepted. Can you imagine a hamburger joint where less than one-third of the people ordering a hamburger actually got a hamburger? And then instead of giving you a hamburger, they said, well, if you just give us more money and you just hand your children over for a little while longer, then we'll give you a hamburger. I mean, it's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And so with all that in mind, folks, I'm telling you, the so-called education system is the primary weapon of the deep state. I decided to put together our own weapon to expose these evildoers and stop them in their tracks. And so with that in mind, I created this new book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death, Government Schools War on Faith, Family, and Freedom. And what I do in this book is actually expose this whole process, right, from start to end. Where did the idea of government schools come from, right? We've kind of gotten accustomed to this idea that government ought to educate children. This is a very new idea. 200 years ago, this would have sounded completely absurd to normal people. The Bible says parents are in charge of the education, the discipling of their children, and maybe you could say there's a supplemental role for the church. Martin Luther during the Reformation argued that, you know, the church ought to play some role here in equipping the saints, but really the idea that government would take over education was totally alien. And so in this book, starting in chapter one, we start off with the guy who came up with the idea that government ought to educate children. He was a communist. His name was Robert Owen. We go into Horace Mann, the guy who then implemented these ideas in the state of Massachusetts as the first ever secretary of education for any state or commonwealth. And then it of course was spread around the country, hijacked and further weaponized by another communist, John Dewey. We just talked about this a few weeks ago in this program, in Behind the Deep State. And very much like the deep state itself, the education arm of the deep state is really a multi-headed Hydra, right? It's not just like one machine. It's a lot of machines working together as part of one giant machine. And so I've got chapters breaking down the teachers' unions, right, and the role that the teachers' unions play and played in creating this abominable system, right? Of course, John Dewey, the communist who and the humanist who basically is considered the founding father of America's public school system, he was the honorary life president of the National Education Association, right, which is by far the most powerful union in America. They have dropped untold millions of dollars in political races. I mean, they dominate politics in a lot of jurisdictions. You've got, of course, the Frankfurt School, right? I've got a whole chapter on how they brought all these actual communists in from Germany. John Dewey helped, Rockefeller helped with this, and they brought all these communists in to kind of poison American education. That is one of the things that I find so fascinating about the history of how this deep state weapon was created, right? You've got an incredible union of super capitalists, or capitalists maybe in air quotes, the robber barons, right? The Rockefellers were huge in this. So were a lot of the other mega powerful capitalist families, the Carnegies, another huge, huge force in education, teaming up with actual communists like John Dewey, who went to the Soviet Union and couldn't say enough good things about it. So folks, if you wonder, how did America get to the point that it's at, right, where our country is collapsing, our freedoms are being infringed upon, the government is totally out of control, locking up political dissidents, creating lies, massacring unborn babies with our tax money, borrowing 30-something trillion dollars with hundreds of trillions in unfunded liabilities, military bases spread all over the world, and literally the nation, our communities, our churches, teetering on the brink of collapse, as our children are not proficient in any core subject except, you know, the infinite genders and the climate change absurdities. If you want to know how this happened, you must understand what happened with the education system. And so that's why I did this book. We also get into kind of what's going on at the present time, right? We have a situation now where your children are being emotionally and socially manipulated and conditioned to accept the plans of the deep state, right? Whether that be the one world silliness, the open borders silliness, the socialism, the communism that is coming at us. Your children are being trained to accept this. And they're not being trained to reason their way into accepting these things, right? One of the buzzwords you may have heard, social emotional learning. So we actually got a whole chapter on this social emotional learning. To give you a sense of how diabolical this is, the main organization promoting this, CASEL, funded by Bill Gates and other evildoers, actually admitted on its webpage in the history section that the idea for this madness came out of the Fetzer Institute. Well, what's the Fetzer Institute? It was founded by a new age occultist weirdo, a disciple of Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey, of course, is the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. And when people think of SEL, if you look at the marketing slogans, it's going to give your children healthier relationships and teach them to regulate their emotions. Baloney, right? Absolute baloney. This is a glorified version of what Pavlov was doing with the dogs, right? Conditioning them to display a certain response to given stimuli, right? So with Pavlov's dogs, it was, you know, you hear the bell and you get food, and then after a while you hear the bell and you just start salivating because you assume food is coming. Well, this is what they're doing to your children, right? They're treating your children as circus animals, as dogs, and they're conditioning them to have certain attitudes and values and ultimately to display certain behaviors in response to various stimuli. So you wonder, you know, you try to talk to some young people today, you know, about the Republican Party or Donald Trump or, you know, the hoax that is global warming. And instead of listening, instead of evaluating the evidence that you're presenting and determining whether it's credible or not, they have this crazy emotional response. They start like salivating, right? Or the equivalent of salivating. It's like, you're racist. We're talking about climate change. Where do you get racist from, right? We're talking about politics. Where do you get racist from? And it's because these responses are emotionally conditioned responses. They're not reasoning their way into this. They're not using logic to come to these conclusions. They are being programmed to regurgitate these talking points and actually to shut their brain down in response to any information that contradicts the deep state narrative, right? The desirability or alleged desirability of a one world government, the climate change hoax, the gender stuff, all of it, right? It's all part of the same thing. So stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back after this quick break with more on the deep state's most important weapon, right? The single most important tool that the deep state has to bring your children on board and to implement this agenda. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, parents, listen up. We've all seen the countless examples of how radical leftists have been destroying American schools. It's no longer just about the terrible math and reading levels. Now radical left teachers birthed from liberal universities are forcing gender indoctrination in kindergarten. They're teaching lessons on white guilt.
Freedom Project Academy has perfected live online learning over the course of a decade. I get a ton of great feedback about this program, a ton.
They're built on Judeo-Christian values, a classical curriculum. What does that mean? It means they're taught, your children are taught the way that the founding generations of the country. My own son, Noah, did Freedom Project Academy for several years when he was younger.
The more we tell our friends about these things, the more people will get on board. And I believe that we can be the catalyst to some real change.
We must save the West. Our way of life and our culture is under attack. And because of patriots like you and your project, I have optimism for the future.
Welcome back to Behind the Deep State. I am your humble host, Alex Newman, senior editor at the New American Magazine. We sure appreciate you staying with us over the break. And folks, before we went to break, we were talking about the most important weapon that the deep state has in its arsenal, and that is the ability to not just shape and manipulate the minds and the hearts of your children, but actually to almost control, right? Really the only people slipping through the cracks are the kids like me who didn't pay much attention in school. So very, very troubling. I want to talk about where this is all going. We get into this in the book. We've got several chapters on the kind of one world system that is emerging. You know, we've talked about Common Core several times on this show. Most Americans are now at least vaguely familiar with Common Core, where Arne Duncan and Barack Obama, with help from Republicans, imposed these national standards on America. Well, what they didn't tell you too frequently was that these are actually aligned with international standards. So we're moving rapidly toward a one world system. So we've got several chapters on this in the book. And one of the things I want to share with you is an advertisement that the pro-Common Core force, the people behind Common Core, actually purchased to promote this crazy national standards that they imposed on all of our states. Right? And they used a combination of bribes and bludgeoning. Right? They offered states a whole bunch of federal money if they would impose these things. They basically threatened states under the ESSA that, you know, if you don't participate in this, you're going to be in trouble. We're going to do X, Y, Z to you. So here's one of the ads that they purchased. And I want you to listen carefully to what they're saying here.
It's been pretty hard to tell how well kids are competing in school and how well they're going to do when they get out of school. Is a girl in your neighborhood being taught as much as her friend over in the next one? Is a graduating senior in, say, St. Louis as prepared to get a job as the graduate in Shanghai? Well, it turns out the answer to both of these questions is no. Because for years, states have been setting different standards for what students should know and be able to do at each grade level. What we really need are clear goals. That's where the Common Core state standards come in. The standards are consistent from school to school, and they match up against international standards, too. Now we know how we're doing compared to just about everyone. So even though local communities will still design their own curriculum, with the same rules, everybody can compete on the same kind of staircase.
Wow, right? They're telling us that Common Core matches up, it aligns with international standards. But you've got at Seattle and Chicago and Paris and Shanghai, all the kids are going to learn the same stuff, right? So this is what they're telling you, folks. Here's the Secretary General of the United Abominations, one of the main tools of the deep state, talking about how the purpose of education now is going to be to turn your children into little global citizens, right? Listen to this.
Education must do more than produce individuals who can read, write, and count. It must nurture global citizens who can rise to the challenges of the 21st century.
So the purpose of education is to nurture global citizens, all right? That's what the UN says. And make no mistake, folks, the UN is playing an increasingly significant role in education. They actually have what they call a World Core Curriculum. We break this down in the book. It was written by Assistant Secretary General Robert Mueller, Assistant Secretary General of the UN. He's called the father of global education. It's a wackadoodle of the highest order. I mean, this is a guy who says the United Nations is the body of Christ, all right? Of course, if you're a Christian, you know the church is the body of Christ, not the UN. And in the teacher's manual for the World Core Curriculum, which he has said should be taught in every school on planet Earth to every child, he says the philosophy on which it's based is found in the books of Alice Bailey, by the Tibetan teacher Jevala Kul. We've already discussed Alice Bailey. She was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. What more do you need to know than the fact that the World Core Curriculum from UNESCO, from the UN, is actually based on the teachings of the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company? Well, it gets worse. He goes on to say, and also by this Tibetan teacher Jevala Kul. Jevala Kul is not a teacher. He's not a Tibetan. He's not even a human being. Alice Bailey claimed to be communicating with these ascended masters, these spiritual entities that were supposedly giving her this secret knowledge and wisdom. And so if the World Core curriculum is based on this madness, we ought to know what Alice Bailey said. Well, in her book, Education and the New Age, she said that world citizenship should be the goal of the enlightened, with a world federation, right? A world government and a world brain. So, folks, this is an agenda from the pit of hell. Now, Bill Gates, of course, went over to UN headquarters, UNESCO headquarters in Paris in 2004, signed an agreement with UNESCO to create global standards, global curricula, global teacher training programs. So Microsoft supports the objectives of UNESCO in its constitution. And so this is happening now, folks. Now, Bill Gates came back to the United States, started pouring millions and then billions of dollars into Common Core. So this is where this is all going, right? It is a global system designed to condition your children to accept life in this new world order that they are building. And the technology they have available, we got a whole chapter on this now, some of what they're rolling out in China. They want to monitor the brains of these children. All that data gets fed into the computers. Totally fake history, right? You wonder why your children hate America. Well, it's because they're learning a totally fake history about it. And, so in the last few minutes we have left here, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the solutions. So, yeah, I actually end the book encouraging people to think of the public school system as like a burning building, right? With your children trapped inside. If the building is burning and your children are trapped inside, you wouldn't in a million years dream of saying like, well, hey, let's sign a petition, right? Or let's run for school board. I mean, it's foolishness for anybody who has children, right? You know that the first thing you do is you run in, you grab your children, and then you run out that door. And we really need to start thinking about it in these terms, folks, because your children are, it's worse than being burned. They're being destroyed mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, academically. I mean, in every possible way, they don't even know what bathroom to use anymore. They're cutting off their private parts. They're committing suicide. They're coming to school with guns and shooting each other. This is madness, folks, but it is by design. So after you grab your children and run from the burning building, I actually conclude the book with quite a significant afterword, just sketching out a new vision of education, taking the best elements of what has been produced by Christian civilization, combining it with what the Bible teaches, what the scripture teaches, and just trying to reimagine the whole idea of education. And I think that's what it's going to take, folks. We've got to get the children out, and then we have to imagine a whole new vision, right? Education is not to just teach your kids to be successful members of society, right? Which is what the AI and the Google and a lot of the world argues. Now, that's not really the purpose of education. So we've got to get the children out. We've got to do it in massive numbers. Actually, the John Birch Society has a wonderful action program on rescuing our children, save our children. And ultimately, I do believe we have to shut down the existing system and reimagine, right? We want churches and parents to really take the lead here. We don't need government education of children any more than we need government to handle farming or grocery stores, right? And this is not an attack on schools or teachers, right? Any more than saying collective farms in the Soviet Union were a dumb idea. It was like an attack on farmers, right? We still need farms. We still need food. We just don't need government-run idiocy that is manipulating and brainwashing our children. So the book has already been endorsed by a lot of great Americans, folks. General Michael Flynn, Pete Hegseth, the co-host of Fox and Friends. We've got Josh Phillip at the Epic Times. A lot of this actually appeared as columns in the Epic Times. We've got Dr. Peter McCullough. We've got Kirk Cameron. So many great Americans. Dr. Brian Ray, G. Edward Griffin, Greg Hunter, Abe Hamilton, Dr. James Lindsay, Lee Bortons and Robert Bortons of Classical Conversations, Dr. Carol Swain, Sam Sorbo, Rebecca Friedrichs, the Honorable Diane Douglas actually wrote the foreword to this. She was the former superintendent of public instruction in the state of Arizona. So the highest education official for the state of Arizona wrote the foreword. And I think you're really going to be impressed by what she had to share after her long experience serving in virtually every position in the public school system that one could hold. And so, folks, I really do believe if we want to neutralize the deep state, if we want to stop them, we've got to take this seriously. And that begins by understanding what is going on and what has happened to us. So if you want to get a copy of the book, you can do it in lots of different places. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at my website, libertysentinel.org/shop. I'll send you a signed copy. Thanks for listening.
As a lumberjack, my job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Visit thenewamerican.com for real news you can trust.